One of the missionaries was in Haiti, and he saw this kid with this giant growth on the side of his face. And what he did is he was really just moved by seeing this kid, and he took a picture of the kid. And then what he did is he prayed. He said, "Lord, I pray if there's any way possible you can help me, use me to get this kid some help. I've never done anything like this, but try to get him some help from the United States." And that was his prayer. It's just a simple prayer, right? So anyway, he's leaving Haiti, and he's in the airport of Port-au-Prince, and he goes over to get a bite to eat. He has his backpack, so he puts his backpack on this table. And he goes over and gets a little bite to eat, and he comes back to the table, and his backpack's sitting on the ground, and there's a bunch of people sitting at the table. And he's like, he said he got so angry. He was like, "Oh, man, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. That was wrong," right? So the Holy Spirit told him, "Okay, just be quiet. Don't say anything." And so he didn't say anything, and he went up, and he gets his backpack off the ground. And right then, this guy comes up to him and says, "Oh, sir, is this your backpack?" And he said the guy was so nice. You know, a soft answer turns away wrath. And the guy was so kind, right? And so everything just went away. And he's like, "Yeah, that's my backpack. Don't worry about it, man." And so they start talking. And he asked the guy, "What are you guys doing here?" And they go, "Oh, we're doing a medical thing. We got some medical doctors." And they start telling him. And he goes, "Oh, man. Look," and he pulls out his phone and he shows him a picture and he goes, "I got a kid that needs a miracle." And he goes, "Well, we're in the miracle business." And he goes, "Well, look," and he shows him the picture of this kid. And the guy goes, "Wow." And he goes, "Well, I'm a OBGYN, but we have someone on the team that does like dental reconstructive stuff. Let's bring him over." So this guy gets off the table. He comes over. And the doctor looks at it and immediately goes, "I know exactly what that is. If that kid does not get surgery, he's going to die." And so, you know, the guy, the missionary's like, "Well, I'm just praying that God would use me to try to get some help." And the guy goes, "I'll tell you what. If you can get the guy to Connecticut, I'll do the surgery."
Wow.
And so the missionary is just like tears in his eyes. He goes, "Are you serious?" And he goes, "Yeah." And then the OBGYN, you know, he's like, "Well, you know, don't get your hopes up. It's a lot more than just the doctor. There's, you know, we need an anesthesiologist. We need hospital. We need a team." And so anyway, the guy goes, "Hey, we got an anesthesiologist on the team. Tell her to come here." And so the girl gets off the bench. She comes up because we need a kid that needs a miracle. I volunteer to do the surgery. And she goes, "No problem. I'll volunteer to do the anesthesia." And then they go, "Well, we still need a hospital." And so then they go, "Oh, wait, we got one of the board members of the hospital here. Bring her over." So they bring her over. And she's like, "Yeah. Oh, man." She goes, "I can't guarantee anything. But, man, yeah, let me see if I can convince the board right when I get back." And so the missionary is just in tears. And then he got home, and 2 weeks later, he got a letter from the hospital saying that they've approved everything. And that's when he flew back to Cross the Light, and we were able to assist him. And, you know, he brought the kid over. The kid stayed at Cross the Light with his dad, and they, Watson and Lucan, brought him to the embassy, and they were able to get an emergency medical visa for the father, him, and Lucan got a visa, too, because Lucan's translating the whole thing. Because they don't speak English. So it's done, man. The surgery was totally successful. Luke has been preaching the gospel. And, everyone, it's a total miracle. I mean, the news media showed up at the hospital and all kinds of stuff. So they notified the 700 Club, he said. But anyway, amen.
So what you're saying is miracles do happen.
Oh, yeah, and I'm glad they didn't even consult me, because I would have said embassy, visa. I don't know.
All of those obstacles were overcome.
Oh, they were, I mean, literally the guy didn't even leave Haiti, and the Lord answered this guy's prayer miraculously, and they gave him the visas, they gave everyone. I mean, when Lucan went in to get a visa, he showed him the picture of this kid, and they gave him a visa right away, too, so.
That's amazing.
It's amazing, man, so praise the Lord, man. The Lord's using us.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that.